Hey everybody, welcome back to Eat Into Like It's podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat Into Like It with Jesse Blanco, a television show dedicated to Savannah and Hilton Head Island's food scene, plus anywhere our travels will take us, really. You can find us every single Sunday, 12:30 p.m., WJCL here in Savannah, plus on YouTube. Our channel is Eat It and Like It. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Before we get going today, we want to remind you that Eat It and Like It is brought to you in part by Savannah Technical College. They have a new campus coming to downtown Savannah early 2025. Also by Mexicali Fresh, home of the $2 margarita. Two locations in the area to serve you, Berwick and Savannah and Bluffton. Find more now at MexicaliFresh.net. And by PoolerEats.com, the all-new digital dining guide for Pooler. Everything you can find to eat in Pooler is there. See more now at PoolerEats.com. We have a new season for the podcast this fall. It is our 14th fall of producing content in this area. We are unbelievably excited about the next few months ahead and the conversations that we are going to have with the people that make up the food scene here. And we're going to start it with another anniversary. Desposito Seafood down in Thunderbolt came on the scene about this time last year, around Labor Day. On Sunday, September the 15th, they're having a party celebrating 1 year back in Savannah. Our guest today is Michelle Smith. I'll let her tell you all about the Desposito's journey she's been on and how you can join them on Sunday. All right, joining us now is an old friend of the program, an old friend of mine. Her name is Michelle Smith, and she happens to be the managing partner of Desposito's Seafood. There's a whole lot to unravel there. First of all, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks for taking time this morning to visit with us. You and I go back. You said you were working at Leopold's Ice Cream 100 years ago.
It feels like 100 years ago.
What years were those? Do you remember?
2015, 2016.
That's almost 10 years.
It is. I'm getting old.
If you're getting old, oof, wow, okay. So you and I go back way back, and then we've all run around this town doing different things. You end up getting involved with the resurrection of Desposito Seafood. The first time that came up, what were your thoughts about it? Because I know you know the history of it.
Absolutely. I mean, the history is huge to start with. Right. I think that, and as I've gotten older, I love history more and more. Mm-hmm. But it had its good and its bad, for sure. If you hear stories, you get a good mix of both sides. But I think the draw for me is hearing all the people's personal memories.
Right.
So their first dates, we came there every Sunday with my parents, or all the things that they could possibly think of that put them back in from the age of 5 years old, all the way up until it was their first date at 17, 18, whatever.
That's the headline. By way of background, for anyone who's listening who doesn't know anything about Desposito Seafood, it is over the bridge in Thunderbolt. Coming down Highway 80, if you're going out to Tybee, you cross the bridge there at Thunderbolt. Victory Drive becomes Highway 80. And you go to the left, and it's not under the bridge, although for the years and years and years before I ever visited, I thought it was under the bridge. It goes back to what year? What year was it built?
Well, it was built way before that. So I believe it was 1930, 1940s when it was actually built. But it became Desposito's in 1965.
Okay. So it's the shack as it was had been there since, World War II, and then became Desposito's in 1965. So it was there was William Seafood and Desposito's and a few others back in that day. It became, one of the iconic seafood restaurants in Savannah, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we still have all the photos from all the, celebrities from all over that have come in. So yeah, it definitely hit the records for sure.
You were involved in the purchase from not the original family, because it was Mr. Desposito. What was his first name again?
So actually it was Carlo Desposito.
Carlo. Correct.
And then his stepson.
Correct. David.
Who purchased it. Mm-hmm. David Boone.
Correct. Carlo was married to David's mom.
Correct.
Yeah. And so David grew up there.
He famously told me one time, we were chatting, I'm sure you know this, that Carlo wasn't a big fan of kids.
Yes.
And didn't like kids running around there. But Despacito's was that place in this town that every city in the South probably has, where everybody went, where weekends there was a lot of auto racing going, watching there.
Right,
not yep. going
huge
on there.
NASCAR.
Yeah, huge NASCAR. And it was just the spot where all the locals would go. That ties into what you were saying about everybody having memories, either growing up going there with their family or their first dates or all of that stuff. Can you name, Spanky's came along in 1976, I believe it was, 75, 76. But can you name, other than William Seafood, another, I don't want to say ancient, but older, iconic restaurant in this town?
Williams, right?
Williams, but Williams is
for
gone.
Sure. Right. Oh, no, not still lasting.
Yeah.
I don't know when Pearl's actually opened. I know they just recently closed, but I feel like other than that, no, the name itself to still be thriving is
correct. Correct. So different. So you got involved in the resurrection of Despacito Seafood, and you knew that it was a tall order.
Absolutely.
Because you had to deliver great food, and you had to live up to the expectation of an entire community, yeah?
Which is very hard. Very hard. And people are not afraid to let you know how they feel about things, too.
Yeah, well, let's start with that, because the menu of the original Despacito's had what, 10 items on it?
10 or 15. It wasn't a lot. That's
it
for
wasn't
sure.
A
I still
lot.
Have a copy of that one.
It was steamed shrimp. There was no fryer.
No fryer.
The kitchen was probably the size of a lot of people's living rooms in an apartment somewhere.
If that.
If that. I saw it. It was tiny. There was a steamer. And David used to go crazy steaming shrimp, steamed crab as well.
Yep.
Low country boil, I'm guessing.
Yep.
And potato chips and, I mean.
Well, devil really, crab, don't forget those.
That's right, devil crab, that's original recipe.
Yep, that is. And then he always had chili.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the recipe that we have is from David.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So it was this tiny menu. You take over, you guys start rebuilding. The rebuild took, what, 2 whole years longer than you thought it would?
A little, almost two, yes.
Almost
a little
2 years.
Over a year and a half, for sure.
And, you know, we could spend 40 minutes talking about the headaches you went through with that. I'd pop in on you when you were in a half-baked restaurant going, yeah, we're waiting on a roof.
Right, yeah, we're getting there. It's coming, I promise.
But you eventually get the doors open, and then the hard part started. Is that fair?
Absolutely. Yeah, you definitely, it's not so much the hard part. I feel like they both were hard in their own way.
Right.
The building and all of the obstacles that we went through was a mess during that time. But yes, moving into the very first time we opened for service to having all of the guests from the past come in and, you know, it's still, I mean, literally today I just had a post on our Facebook about how often she used to come here in the 70s and she hasn't been back yet. She can't wait to see what's changed.
Everything has changed, really.
Yeah.
For the better, obviously. But you know, we're not gonna exist in 2024 in a 1965 shack, which
right.
is what it was. But what was that like? I mean, you're from this area, you knew of Despacito's. What was it like as a local to have to open this restaurant, being judged every single day against history?
It is terrifying. It still is terrifying. It still happens every single day, and we're a year in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Man, I can't imagine, because, you know, I'm going to go there. Older people can be a pill.
Sometimes, you're right.
No filter. They don't care.
All.
This is what I remember. This is what I like. Why isn't it this way?
Absolutely.
I get it. And, you know, you and I, I'm guessing, will one day be in that position to say, why isn't it the way I've always wanted? I remember my dad used to be that way. This sucks. This isn't what I, well, you know, it's different now.
Right.
But it's not just the older crowd. Are you finding now a year in that younger Savannah is coming because it's a great spot in Thunderbolt, not so much because it was there 100 years?
Absolutely. We have a lot of people that say it's a vibe that they have never experienced in the area.
Right.
It reminds them a lot of like South Florida.
Correct.
The outdoor patio and then, you know, just being fresh off the water. I mean, the breeze itself is life-changing, I feel like, when you sit out on the patio.
You know, it's funny that you say South Florida, because the other day when I popped in to visit with you and watch some of the Georgia-Clemson game that day, I got out of the car, and for people who don't know, Desposito sits, what, 200 feet from the Thunderbolt boat ramp?
Absolutely. Yep.
And when I got out of my car, you smell seafood. You smell the ocean. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I grew up in Miami. I grew up with that vibe, and you don't get that anywhere in Savannah.
You really don't.
And so I got out of the car, and I was like, oh, wow, this smells like when we used to go fishing with my uncle and my dad and our little boat and all that. And so, you know, I'm not just saying that. You brought up South Florida, and it triggered me that, yeah, that day I got out, and you – and I agree. You go over to Hilton Head, and there's waterfront, there's views, there's, you know, all of that vibe. Here in Savannah, all we have is the Wild Dock Bar, really.
Yeah.
Because I don't count anything that's waterfront here on the river as really waterfront. You guys are the only one, and maybe AJ's on Tybee. Is that fair?
I think the Crab Shack probably has a little bit.
True. Crab Shack.
Of recognition on there.
Yeah, but your food is better. I said it. You did.
I didn't say anything.
So waterfront vibe, you know, it's we are – my wife talks about, oh, we should get a boat. And I'm not a big fan of the marsh life, if you will.
Right.
But you guys are right there on the Wilmington River. So
we
it's
are.
Like it's like real waterfront.
It is. Yes. It's not the marsh. It's
and you get different. The and you get the breeze, as you said.
Yes.
So yeah, the scene is great. The scene is great, and you're getting young people who have said Savannah's needed this for the longest time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How hard has it been to keep the consistent? This isn't any restaurant question, but I'm drilling down on it with you because of the pressure you guys had to deliver something as good as what everybody remembered to keep that food consistent.
I think it's very difficult because I do sometimes think that people remember things differently than they are. And if you can think of the same thing, if you had a favorite candy when you were a kid,
right,
go eat that candy now.
Yeah, our palates change.
Absolutely. So
there's some things that I eat now that I ate as a kid. I'm like, this sucked. Why did I ever like it?
Absolutely. My favorite thing as a kid my grandma used to give me was guava paste out of the refrigerator. And I tried it recently. It's not a thing. It is not anything you want to eat.
It is with cream cheese. I'll bring you some.
Okay.
We're big on that in South Florida. But I get it. Yeah, people have evolved with what they eat. And so what they remember doesn't necessarily exist.
Absolutely.
Have people complained about things that you want to tell them, hey, man?
So some have, but some haven't. So they complain in a different way. So they'll just say basically, like, this isn't the same. But honestly, like, and then they'll point out certain things, like our she crab soup. It's a tomato-based soup. So it's different than anywhere around here. It's an Italian she crab soup. So their response back to that is like, this is so different, but honestly, this is the best soup we've ever had.
Yeah.
So I think that a lot of the times they'll have like a recognition that they realize it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
But then they usually find something that they fall in love with as well.
Interesting. Yeah, we could spend an hour talking about, you know, people bitching about what isn't anymore or what they remember. But I'm guessing you have a lot of people who are repeat customers and regulars who are excited to have, as we said, a place with that kind of vibe, but also that type of food. Because, yeah, there are places with fried shrimp and all the things that you do there, but the combination doesn't really exist in too many places.
It doesn't. And I feel like even if you look at a lot of our local seafood restaurants, and that's something I've always hated, if you go with a large group to a seafood restaurant, you have to eat seafood. Because there's generally not ever been other options at most places. But I think that was part of going into it. We wanted it to be somewhere where you'd want to come multiple times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And for the price point to be able to be on point for you to do that, as well as have plenty of options. So we have a lot of what we call coastal snacks, but appetizer style portions too that you can share. You can come to a game and watch it. Then you can come to dinner and have something different later with your partner. So I think there's plenty of options, and that's what we definitely strive to have.
I know you're huge with locals. Have the, I'm sure some have, but have the tourists found you?
Very few.
That's exactly why I asked that question.
Yeah, very, very few.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, part of it goes back to we don't have signage on the road.
Right.
So we're still like a hidden local gym.
Right.
But we, I guess we're still new. We're still in our first year. The few that have been from people that I personally know referring guests there, or people that work at the hotels that I used to work at that have sent others down there.
Interesting. I find that fascinating because you say there's no signage on the road and you're referring to Highway 80 when you're on your way out to Tybee. There is no billboard. There is no sign. There is no nothing. But you would think with social media and just word of mouth, you know, more people would be curious about this place under the bridge.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting. It's very interesting because the food is great. The vibe, as you said, is great. I mean, it's very different for Savannah. If you want to get out of downtown, which so many people who come to visit here do, they go to Sandfly and Wormslow and Tybee and all that. For you not to have more tourists popping in, I find pretty interesting.
I do too. And honestly, I thought with a year in, it probably would have picked up more by now.
Yeah.
Because we are 100% local driven.
Yeah.
You can tell when the locals on the island take vacation.
Right.
We don't have business.
You're empty.
Like, you can definitely see the difference.
Interesting. Interesting. Wow. What would you say has been the hardest part of the first year?
I'm just learning day to day. You know, seeing what your clientele is going to be, see what they are most interested in, seeing when your heavy times are, and not having numbers to look back on last year.
Right.
Because even, you know, the things that you had from the old Despacitos where they had approximately 40 seats, it doesn't compare.
Right.
Not to mention they didn't really have numbers to share. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's such a big part of the restaurant business that people don't get. You know, if you buy a new business, you have those records where, okay, you can tell the first week of December every year is going to be dead.
Absolutely.
Because that's the history. You have to look at it. But you had nothing to reference because it's your first year.
The best reference I had is from being in the city, working in the same hospitality industry, and being able to look. But, I mean, with that being said, I thought our summer was going to be one of our biggest times. And because of our location, I think it didn't.
Which is interesting in and of itself because you're what, a tenth of a mile off the road to Tybee?
Absolutely. And I think that probably goes back to we need to work on the signage.
Yep. A sign, yeah, that says this way. But even still, that blows my mind. But as a whole, and you and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago, as a whole, Savannah was slower this summer.
It was, yeah. And I have reference that with a lot of even downtown locations.
Yeah, me too. Everybody I talked to is like, yeah, we were off about 30%. Yeah, we were off about 17%. Yeah, everybody was off. I think everybody got a little bit juiced up on the post-COVID numbers when people were still traveling and realizing, thinking that 21, 22, 23 would be a new normal, but it's becoming
flattening back out a little bit.
Yeah, it's flattening back off a little bit. That's a perfect way to put it. So you're having a party on Sunday.
We are. It's our 1 year. Well, technically our 1 year is last weekend.
Right.
But it is our 1 year celebration. From 2 to 6, we have all-you-can-eat oysters for $65. That includes a couple of drink tickets as well as our Old Bay chips, which is kind of one of our things we're known for.
Right.
We have live music with Cole Goodwin and Outlaw Gypsy at 4 o'clock.
Right.
And we have tons of things for families because we have learned that we are by far a family-friendly location, which I love for sure. We are doing a community outreach for Shelter from the Rain, which is a single mom's charity.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that brings like an unused pack of diapers or wipes or anything for babies, they get entered into a few different drawings and raffles that we have going on that day as well.
Very cool. Very cool. That's and when I was walking up the other day, I saw out back, I saw a bunch of Adirondack chairs. Is there a cornhole back there too?
There is. We have multiple cornhole boards. That day we'll actually have bounce houses, football throwing, all kind of things too.
Nice. Nice. And that's Sunday the 15th, so it doesn't interfere with Georgia football.
Absolutely. That was the goal.
Not that Georgia football slows anything down because you are a Georgia fan and you make sure that the game is on. audio up.
Absolutely, it is. Every Saturday.
That's when you know someone's a real fan, when the audio's up.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I'll go to a sports bar. You know, unless it's my team, I can go to a sports bar and sit there and watch a game with no audio, because it's like you've got that main line of knowing what's going on. Okay, they didn't score. They just got a whatever. Right. But when the audio's up, you're like fully invested, and I find it cool. Outside, you don't have the audio up inside, do you?
We do at the bar inside.
Gotcha.
Not in the main restaurant.
Yeah, out in the, what do you call it, the patio back there?
The patio, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big old, how many seats at that bar?
The bar itself can do 35 seats.
And then you have
the whole patio is about 100.
Is it really that much more?
Yep.
Wow. It's a great scene there, yeah. As the temperature starts to dip a little bit and we get into the fall, seriously, I'm coming to watch a game when they don't conflict with my Hurricanes. yeah, because it's a great scene there to have a few beers and watch football. It's a great scene there. So year two, what can we expect?
Well, year two, we are moving into having full lunches now. So we now have lunch every day starting Tuesday through the weekend. Right. Mondays are the only days that we're closed for lunch. And then we have a lot more planned coming up, actually. A lot of events. We're going to be doing a lot of community oyster roast throughout the oyster roast season.
Good.
But, you know, mostly I love just getting locals involved in things, right. And I love being a part of things in Thunderbolt. So as much as we can involve the community and the city, I've reached out to a couple of different local charities, and we're trying to do a few different things with them as well. So
very cool. Very cool. Well, good luck to you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here in at our studio in Plant Riverside. All fancy with the podcast here.
We are.
Good luck Sunday, and I guess for your sake, I'll say go Dogs.
Thanks so much. Appreciate having you.